Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Luxembourg says there's currently no alternative to UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new UNRWA chief Christian Saunders that Luxembourg will back UNRWA with €30 million under a new partnership running to 2027, and he has added a further €3 million for the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. Roadworks will close the A1 motorway between Gasperich and Ham from this evening until Monday morning. Two-way traffic will run on a single carriageway during the closure, with speed limits cut to 70 km an hour and 50 in the Hoval Tunnel. Diversions will be signposted. In international news, the EU unveils reforms to its carbon market today after fierce wrangling over the pace of Europe's climate push. Brussels looks set to give industry extra flexibility in a bid to appease carbon-intensive economies like Italy, Poland and the Czech Republic. The bloc will also present a 2040 target for renewable electricity use. A mini tornado struck near Lyon yesterday evening, bringing winds of over 100 km an hour and widespread damage. One eyewitness described being lifted off the ground and dragged along by the wind, escaping serious injury. Firefighters responded to 150 incidents and two lorries overturned on the A72 motorway. Japan's parliament has tweaked its imperial succession law, but kept the ban on women becoming emperor, despite polls showing wide support for the change. The future of the imperial household currently rests on 19-year-old Prince Hisahito, who has no son and is not married. The rules also rule out Princess Aiko, daughter of Emperor Naruhito, from ever taking the throne. Moving to sports, US President Trump will attend Sunday's World Cup final between Spain and Argentina in New York. It's just been confirmed that the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez will also attend. The match starts at 9 p.m. our time. Meanwhile, France and England will play for third place tomorrow. This match starts at 11 p.m. And in cycling, today's 13th Tour de France stage, the longest of this year's race, runs 205 kilometres from Dole to Belfort, taking in the Ballon d'Alsace 25 kilometres from the finish. It's a big chance for Tadej Pogacar to extend his lead over the rest of the field. You can watch this live on RTL Play from 3 till 6:30 p.m. For more on these stories and for the latest news, all the updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Showers and thunderstorms should bring welcome relief from the heat today, but the weather looks unsettled throughout the day with rain forecast. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 24 degrees now and only warming a couple of degrees to 26 to 27 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
For the traffic on the A6 between Strassen and Sissonge, there is a 5-minute delay and a 6-minute delay on the CR161 around the Doutelange roundabout. Speed checks are taking place this morning in Luxembourg City on the Ruzith. If you would like any more information, head to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Want your drinks delivered at home? Go to drinks.lu. Drinks, proud sponsors of the Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
The Lunchbox with Stephen Stapps Lowe.
RTL.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Something away, the wind keeps howling.
France Subdelirium with Higher. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. It is 10:07. I'm Laura. I'm covering for Steps over the next week and a bit. And yeah, I'm super happy today because it's not that sunny, which is a really odd thing to say, but like, oh my God, I need some fresh. I need some air. When I woke up this morning, I was like, maybe I could wear a jumper. Like, let's get a little crazy. I didn't. But I could have. And I'm not feeling too hot. I didn't have to blast the aircon in my car today. So I was super happy. Just wanted to look at a little bit of music news because this always interests me. Looking at like what happened this day in music and what's going on at the moment, blah, 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 blah. And Reddit is a really good source for this, guys. I know I'm always plugging Reddit, but like I really love Reddit. This piece of news came up in my feed this morning. I thought it was quite interesting. There's now officially 10 songs with over 4 billion streams on Spotify, which is just like a wild, wild kind of thought that like, it's, I don't know, if you were an artist, like, how do you even wrap your head around this? And some artists are on twice. Ed Sheeran and The Weeknd are on here twice. So the official list in order is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood, Starboy by The Weeknd, and Daft Punk, As It Was by Harry Styles, Someone You Love by Louis Capaldi, One Dance by Drake, Perfect again by Ed Sheeran, and then Stay by Justin Bieber and The Kid LAROI. So I thought I'd play a couple of those that I liked. No Ed Sheeran, I fear. Sorry, guys. I might, if somebody texts in, I might play some Harry Styles. But to start off, we've got The Weeknd and Daft Punk with Starboy.
Cleaner than your church shoes, I really point to just to hurt you.